Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, and I am your host, Tom Rafferty. Hi everyone, welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Rafferty with SAP, and my special guest on the show today is Thomas. Thomas, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. My name is Thomas Onimus. I'm working at SAP. I'm the head of solution marketing for an area called digital supply chain at SAP, and I run the whole marketing for this area, for this solution area globally.
Super, fantastic. And this is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. So the fact that you head marketing for digital supply chain, it means we've got the right person on the show. So, So tell me, Thomas, what's your definition of digital supply chain? Because, you know, I've had a few people on the show and I've asked them and everyone's given a slightly different interpretation, their own slightly different interpretation of it. What's yours? What do you think digital supply chain is?
Okay, good. Then let's talk about my definition of digital supply chain. Yeah. And let me give you a little bit of context why SAP has chosen this strategy and solution portfolio called digital supply chain. So we saw through the whole digitalization that's going on in the market that there's a lot of change going on in the different organizational steps along the value chain when you design, manufacture, and whatever, release and run a product. So there is a lot of change going on in the different departments through technology, through digital transformation, through leveraging new tools, new technologies like IoT and others in this department, that there is a much more speed going on and there is a higher concentration overall from companies to serve customers to their individual needs that they have. So there's a concentration on customers by itself. So serve the customer much more along or to the needs that he has, and they become more and more individualized requirements from customer perspective. And then internally, there's a lot of revolution, you can say, going on inside of companies through digital transformation, through managing a lot of processes in a digital way. And therefore, SAP, so we have chosen the approach to say how these different departments who are responsible to create or design, create, deliver, and operate products or assets, how these departments can work more efficiently together and how SAP can help them to make that happen. And therefore, we defined this strategy concept called digital supply chain. And with digital supply chain, we see five areas that we combine under one umbrella, under this umbrella, which also addresses organizational departments in companies that has to work together through digital transformation, through customer focus much more closely, and we want to help them. And these five areas are starting, or it starts with engineering, so the whole part about design a product. The second is how you plan products, so what is the market demand, and how you translate market demand into the whole value chain about designing the right product, manufacture product, and so on. So planning is the second one. The third one is manufacturing. So when you design a product, you need to manufacture it. The fourth one is deliver the product. So supply chain logistic, so to say, how you bring the product as fast as possible to the customer. And the fifth one is operations. And operations is, depending on the industry, how you run the product when it's out there, how you operate it, how you maintain it, how you service a product, all these components come together under, we call it operations. So these are the five areas that we see that you have to work closer together, while we concentrate from our side how we develop software that help these five areas that work closer together, collaborate better, be faster, and so on to the market. So that's my definition of digital supply chain.
That's a nice comprehensive one. If I'm thinking in terms of organizations, potential customer companies or customer companies, can you give a good example of an implementation where we've helped a customer achieve a better outcome as a result of their digitizing their supply chain?
That's a very good question, because a lot of companies today start by optimizing these different departments that I mentioned, let's say engineering or manufacturing. A lot of companies started over the last years, specifically since this topic of Industry 4.0 came up, to focus on manufacturing and automate manufacturing and make our manufacturing much more efficient, faster, cost efficient, but very important is flexibility and performance of manufacturing. So also leveraging new technologies. Others concentrate on the delivery, for example, so in the logistics part, how I get the product faster to the end consumer. And this depends also on the industry. What is your target audience? Is it a B2B business or is it a business to consumer business, where delivery is a key differentiator? So their logistics is planning and logistics is a key focus where they concentrate on. And others, if you go in heavy asset industries like oil and gas and so on, their maintenance and service is a key focus area. So why I gave this in these examples is that companies, depending on the industries they are coming from, has different areas where they start this journey. And this is the area in their organization or along their value chain where they see the most value. So examples that you asked for, let's see, we have logistics companies, and I don't want to name them who right now, because I would need to ask their approval.
No, that's no problem.
Permission, right? They look, for example, in the logistics area, how they can leverage technologies like IoT and information about product where it is in that moment, to see how fast they can bring and more secure they can bring a product to the end consumer. On one side, serving the end consumer in time and quality by getting real-time data about where is my container, on which ship or on which truck, where is the truck right now, where is the ship right now, is there anything that hinder the truck or the ship to deliver the container in time? That could be weather conditions, that could be traffic conditions. Taking this information all in consideration, you make very fast decisions about logistics that help you to serve your customers better by hindering that things stuck somewhere in a port or on a highway. So that's one area where companies see and invest heavily to make that happen. You can see through the internet, everyone is buying products more over the internet, that the whole delivery and the traffic on the highways and also on the oceans is increasingly heavily. So logistics is a huge area for saving carbon. First, you could say also oil, so whatever you spend, or gas, whatever transportation vehicle you use, but also how you can reduce carbon emissions. That could be another goal of a company, to say, I want to serve my customer, but I want to do this in the most sustainable way so that I'm not hurt the environment. So that's one example, logistic. I can give you an example from a company that is a mid-sized company here in Europe, which has chosen at the end across the whole value chain that I mentioned, from design to operate, optimize all of them, to optimize all of them. And that was that's an example where you see that they made their product intelligent. That's the first thing that they started to do, so that they put sensors on the product that they deliver. Okay. From the products that they ship, they get now information about the products, how they perform. And they have now much more insights about the performance of the product compared to the past, where they sold the product and got just maybe a complaint when something was broken, and then they sent some service guys there. Now they have made the product intelligence. The product send information, they collect the information, they get insights for the service department to service the product much better, in a better way, and putting artificial intelligence on this data, or first analytics and artificial intelligence, they even start now to predict what is happening with this product, if the product performs in the same way further, and if there anything changing on components, they could even change a product or component of this product before it breaks. So it's an example from making a product intelligent and leveraging the information that you get out of that in the service department. But the same information you can feed into manufacturing to see that the manufacturing process maybe has to evolve in certain areas to make some components of this product better, in a higher quality, that the lifetime and uptime of this product is longer. Okay. You can also feed with this information from this product engineering. That engineering, that in engineers, in the engineering department, they can design the next generation of this product in a better way, or in a more sophisticated way, because they have insights on the product performance real time, and see where components perform well and others doesn't perform or break. So therefore, they could make decisions which informations they had never in the past, specifically in that real-time fashion, to perform products further. So you see, with this intent from this company to make their products intelligent, they could inform all the departments along the value chain in a way that they all have better information about their products, what they designed, manufactured, and what they operate, and they can optimize them continuously along the way. So this had huge impact for the whole company. Right. Their whole performance is better, their customer satisfaction is higher, and they even offer now new business models instead of selling products, selling a service. But that's another maybe discussion.
Sure. So the new business models are enabled by this as well, is what you're saying. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Thomas, you wrote a blog post recently, which has received a bit of attention. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there are. What I just mentioned, with all this digital transformation, there is a lot of change going on, but there's a lot of opportunities for the different areas along the value chain, from design, manufacture, deliver, operate, and so on, to improve traditional processes compared to from the past to what you can do in the future with real-time insights and so on. Now, some companies also, and I think more and more companies on the planet have on their agenda, is have a sustainable agenda, so that they not just look that they produce a product or design a product and deliver it and so on, but they design it in the way that the product is a sustainable product at the end. They manufacture it in a sustainable way and they operate it, if possible, also deliver and operate it in a sustainable way. Now, all of this starts with design, and the blog post that I just recently published is a blog post on how important the design process, the starting point of all this components or process steps I mentioned so far. So the first part of that is the engineering part, the product design part, and at the end you fundamentally decide at that moment a lot of impact that this product have along the whole life cycle and during his life until it gets recycled. So from carbon emission, from the functionality, and if it is recyclable, what materials you get into or you put into this product and so on, all of that get decided in engineering. And this blog post talks about that and describes it, how important engineering is, and that you have there at the end the fundamental decisions for the whole product and how sustainable it is over the lifetime.
It's interesting because, you know, when people think of digital supply chain, very often they think of the logistics part that, that you know, we've discussed already. But it's very often forgotten that the design is a fundamental part of it as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. When tradition, the name supply chain is a name that comes from the logistic and planning part, supply chain planning and supply chain logistics. Mm-hmm. And we defined this extension of this area with digital supply chain, that it's not only about sensing what the market is looking for and then deliver it. You have also to design this right product, the product in the right way to serve the product, the customer, and you have to manufacture it in the right way, and also with the request or the demand from the market to have much more individualized products. What I mentioned before, the whole design becomes more complex. Manufacturing becomes super complex if you manufacture individualized product per end consumer. And also the operation and service part later on is very complex. So therefore, we put all these different steps into digital supply in this approach to have a comprehensive picture. And as I said at the beginning, you also see that companies align these different departments much more closer, that they work more seamlessly together. First, of course, to be more efficient, but most important, to serve the customer in the best way.
And I love the point you made as well, that in the design phase of whatever it is you're manufacturing, that you can make decisions there that will reduce the impact the device has during its lifetime and will help increase its recyclability. These are hugely important points as we move to a more circular economy.
Exactly. Yes. You can only do circular economy if you design right from the beginning a product that is recyclable, that you choose material that are recyclable. And also the source of the materials, are they really coming from countries that fulfill a sustainable agenda or have a sustainable agenda? And with that, you can have a huge impact in the design phase at the beginning.
Fantastic. Fantastic. That's really impressive. Listen, we're coming up to the 20-minute mark on the podcast, Thomas, and I'd like to kind of keep a tour on the 20-minute mark. Just one last question. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you think it's important for people to realize?
That's interesting. Yeah, of course, the whole topic is important, and I could talk for hours on digital supply chain. I think just to mention again what we just discussed is sustainability. I think it's a super important topic that becomes much more important for companies. And this is something that impacts all the areas from digital supply chain, and digital supply chain specifically with this new technology of IoT. You can have much more insights and control how your product perform out there and fulfill the sustainable agenda. I see this is something that is to my heart, that we have only one planet, so let's design, manufacture, deliver, whatever, and run products that keep our planet as a clean and blue planet for the future. So therefore, it's a technology agenda that you have here to design and produce and manufacture and operate products, but there's also an agenda that is more from a human perspective that I think is important, that this whole design to operate on digital supply chain concept can help you to fulfill this agenda.
Fantastic. Thomas, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Sure.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain, or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application to get new episodes right away as soon as they're published. And also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.